This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Arizona authorities are checking reports that debris from the Space Shuttle Columbia may have fallen over parts of Phoenix. They're also looking at images of the shuttle's breakup captured on home video by a man near Flagstaff. If corroborated, these reports may indicate something went wrong much earlier than initially thought, and they may be important clues in determining what caused the shuttle disaster. NPR's Eric Kneeler has the story.
The search for debris has now expanded several hundred miles west to central Arizona. FBI agents have been sent to investigate reports of charred material that fell over parts of Phoenix. Meanwhile, in East Texas, teams have begun salvaging a hunk of the shuttle's nose cone from a wooded area. In each case, investigators want to know the condition of the debris, as well as exactly where it was found. NASA officials will use this information to form a timeline of the shuttle's last moments. At a press conference Monday, NASA Shuttle Program Manager Ron Didymore said finding the heat shielding tiles is vital.
Let's say we did shed a couple of tiles. You're at 220,000 feet or so, because now we're at California, Arizona. We're descending rapidly. We're going through Mach 20, 19, 18 fairly quickly. And you shed a piece of tile, or two, that are 6 inches by 6 inches. Where are they?
Didymore said fragments of the tiles are difficult to find, but can be retraced to the point of origin.
We have tools that will help us predict where that type of debris may land. But it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. But that is not going to keep us from trying to look for it.
The Flagstaff home video shows what appear to be parts of the shuttle breaking off. It's being turned over to NASA investigators. Ted Postal, a nuclear physicist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, says such video images could yield important clues about the breakup.
If, for example, you had a tile fall off, you would almost certainly see it as a bright point of light trailing the shuttle, and you'd probably see a wake behind it as well.
Postal says that astronomers in California observed unusual colors beneath the shuttle as it passed over them. That may indicate a rapid heating of the shuttle's underbelly. Postal says the video images and long-range photos should be studied carefully.
It wouldn't necessarily substitute for the evidence that NASA is now looking for, but it would certainly be very powerful evidence that the heat shield was failing as early as over California and Arizona.
In East Texas, an independent panel of experts appointed by NASA arrived at the primary debris field near Nacogdoches. They got their first look at the debris, including the shuttle's nose cone. It was being hauled out of a 20-foot-deep hole in the ground. Lee Dickinson, a former official at the National Transportation Safety Board, says experts are very good at reading the dents and tears in metal chunks like this one.
There's certain telltale signs that of how metal breaks, how aluminum breaks. If it tears, if you will, in fatigue, it's going to leave different, what we call striations, different witness marks than if it snapped off in just an overload situation.
NASA experts are looking at other evidence from the shuttle's last moments as well. A researcher at Southern Methodist University has turned over recordings of 7 strange sonic booms. The noises began when the shuttle flew over New Mexico and continued as it passed over Texas. The sounds were below the threshold of human hearing, but they may be related to the explosion that destroyed the Columbia. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.